Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Marazin Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Abby, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for that good intro. It's kind of a mouthful.
Yeah, it's a lot to say, but it's all said now. So, Abby, what will we be talking about today?
Well, I thought we would touch on enrolling in 4-H for the 2024 year.
All right, and how is that enrollment going to look going into 2024?
Well, the enrollment process is going to be the same as it has in the past several years. All of the counties in the state of Kansas are using the 4-H online system to take those enrollments. And so as a parent, you just log into your account or you create a new account. It's kind of like going and creating an account at an online store, create your username and password and put your information in, and then you select what club and projects your kid would like to be in. And so that is up and running. Enrollment actually started October 1st of 2023. And we are accepting enrollments of current and new members, or past members, however you want to say that. So if you're a past member, you need to be thinking about getting your enrollments done here before the end of the year, because we will close, well, it depends on each county and district what the deadline is, though. Some of those are January 1st, some of them are January 10th. It just depends on what county or district you reside in or plan to do 4-H in. But I would encourage you to get on as soon as possible to get those taken care of. I know it's the holiday time, and we don't think about county fair and 4-H necessarily right now because we are focused on the holidays, but I'd encourage you to take a little bit of time and hop on that 4-H online website and get enrolled. There is a $15 fee to enroll in 4-H. The other thing is if you are a new member and you've never done 4-H before, I'd encourage you also to hop on. However, you do have quite a bit longer to enroll in 4-H. You have until May 1st to make those choices if you're a new 4-H'er. So like I said, if you're a returning or past member, you have until the first part of January, depending on your county or district. And if you're a new member, then you're looking at May 1st or depending on what your county's deadline is for that. And so this is the time to get signed up. And the reason that we have to sign up so early is we send newsletters. We have countywide events. And your clubs have meetings. And this makes sure that you're getting the newsletter and you're getting the emails and you know what's going on. Shooting Sports and Dog Club, those are two clubs or projects that meet many times during the year. And they have a lot of required meetings that you have to attend for safety purposes. And we don't want you to miss out on those types of events. We also have club days coming up and regional club days coming up. A lot of really great events for the kids to participate in. That if you're enrolled in 4-H, then you are definitely eligible to participate in those. So it's time to start thinking about enrolling for 4-H if you haven't already. I'll say I kind of forgot about my own kids, and I got them enrolled just this week. So even the gal that does the 4-H sometimes lets that slip. So I just want to encourage everybody to step out there. And if you have questions about 4-H clubs and where you can join, please feel free to call any of the extension offices. Our office in Mound City, our number is 913-795-2829. And the office in Paola is 913-294-4306. Those are the only extension offices that I have their numbers memorized for. But if you happen to be in Franklin or Osage or Anderson or any of the other counties in the listing area, just do a quick Google search of your county extension, and it'll pop up, and give them a call, and they'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Enrollment sounds very important, especially for those who are already in 4-H, since that deadline is coming up. Newcomers seems like they have quite a bit more time in May, but still, the sooner they get enrolled in 4-H, the better, right?
Yes, yep, that's definitely important.
And could you just give us those numbers again, if anyone has any questions?
Absolutely. The Mound City office of the Marazin Extension District is 913-795-2829. And the Paola office of the Marazin Extension District is 913-294-4306.
Thank you for that. Anything else you'd like to share about 4-H enrollment?
I think that's it. I just want to wish everybody a Happy New Year.
And a Happy New Year to you, too. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.